Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here. Michael's a new friend. He's the CEO and Chief Technology Officer at Accutrix Vision Technologies. He's an award-winning innovator. He's got something under a million patents under his belt and issued and filed. He is an award-winning guy, the Sullivan Best Practices Award winner twice, 2 years in a row, for his work with IoT, Internet of Things. And he's our new friend, Michael Freeman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks. I'm glad to be here and glad to be on the radio with you and all the small business people. It's one of my passions, small business, and that's what keeps America churning. So,
you are one. I know you're highly successful, but you are one, I know, still. So, Michael, what's interesting about I'm focusing forward. I'm trying to get everybody to focus forward. You know, now that we're sort of over the hump a little bit, I think, and I'm not saying we don't still have some dark days ahead, but we're pretty much over the hump in terms of where we're going. I think we're moving towards recovery, and I think it's time to start thinking what are the silver linings? What are we going to get out of this that could turn out to be a benefit? And one of the things that I think we're going to get is we're not going to have to explain to the Luddites of the world anymore why telemedicine it is and why it's important. We're not going to have to explain to people anymore what it is and why it's important to do remote working. Even the toughest grizzled old operators like me who feel like they have to have their people under their nose, they look at their balance, their operating statement now and see the rent that they shouldn't be paying. That's going to change people, isn't it?
I believe it will. As a matter of fact, the phrase, the doctor will see you now, has a whole new meaning after the COVID pandemic,
right?
because the telemedicine, there was a recent survey by the ophthalmologist, and they're predicting that in the future, which has not been so in the past, but in the future, up to 35% of all ophthalmology visits will be done through telemedicine.
Wow.
Of course, we have the Oculens augmented reality headset that allows a patient to see the doctor and the doctor to see the patient through a headset format. And it's both a Wi-Fi, voice over IP connection, but also through AT&T, we have a cellular SIM chip, and so it can be your cell phone. So you can actually walk around and use the headset as your cell phone. It was first introduced for people with macular degeneration and low vision issues,
right,
which my father, a very successful businessman, a fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force, and bought a computer company back in the 80s, way ahead of his time. We grew up building computers. That's where we actually invented the mobile video. So if you're using 4G today, we invented that back in 1994, sold it to Samsung. Won a couple of Emmy Awards for it. Later on in life, he developed macular degeneration,
which is a central
eye disease.
My mother, too.
I dealt with
her, wet AMD.
Yes, exactly. And so he sat us down at the table one day, and he said, I know this disease can't be healed, but we invented mobile video. Surely we're smart enough to figure a way around it. And that was Christmas time, 2013. We walked him into one of the big box places and showed him a curved TV, and he remarked instantly, wow, I can't see the 50-yard line, but I can see everything else.
Right.
So much better.
I have one of those,
realized,
by the way.
Oh,
I have a curved TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
it's
you
great.
Go.
It's great.
So we realized that the key to helping fix his macular degeneration was to create software that identified where his scotoma or his scar is, his defect in his eye, and then move and out so that all the pixels in the streaming video are there, but none of them are played in the area of his defect. And he was mm-hmm. able to read again, able to see his grandkids' faces again. Matter of fact, first thing he said to me was, "Oh, your nose is still big." I was like, oh, thanks, Dad.
Thanks a lot, Dad. Well, but so this is yeah. this is something that we need to be thinking about is what's happened, it seems to me, is that, you know, we would if we read about these things a year ago, many of us would have said, "Oh, that's nice. Maybe that'll happen in my lifetime." But now, within in the span of less than a year, these are things that are becoming our reality. And but every time a silver lining is revealed, it exposes a weak link in the chain, which in my opinion is the weak link is the last mile customer across America. People who don't have you talked about that headset that would allow the doctor and the elderly patient to do their work together. If she or he doesn't have a good connection to the internet, that doesn't work.
You're exactly right, and that's what the Congress passed the Last Mile Act, and they haven't been very good about funding it and getting things out to the rural patients. It was supposed to be through the rural electric companies, right? And they were supposed to hang the wires on the poles as they went along and put up the electricity for that last mile.
Right.
Not sure that's worked out so well. That's something that we need to focus on. The other weakness is the doctors only do what they get paid for, right? And so Congress and Medicare has been slow. Actually, in 2019, they did pass in their final, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services did issue some codes to finally let doctors start doing telemedicine, getting paid for doing mm-hmm. telemedicine. Mm-hmm. And thank God, because they didn't know back in 2019 we were going to be facing this crisis. But now the doctors can call patients, can talk with patients over the phone.
My wife had a Zoom checkup with her doctor.
This month.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, yes. Michael, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I need your website, please, Michael.
Yes, it's www.oculens.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. He's an award-winning innovator, and he gets it natural from the old man. Right back after the break. I want to get Michael to talk to us about what he sees coming at us from the future, especially 5G.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.